think they had
Oh, you have no idea what we deal with.
And then we asked for keys.
Get the house door.
Twenty-seventh work for you?
That's Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the September 5th meeting of Orville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Brad Kelly from East Chippewa Church of the Brethren. Would you stand, please?
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to take a moment tonight to remember those who have been devastated by the Hurricane Harvey. We ask for your grace and your mercy to be felt by those who have lost friends and loved ones, homes, and other hardships due to the flooding, due to the hurricane itself. And Father, as we turn our attention tonight to the business at hand, tonight we ask that together that you would help the city council and the mayor and all those that are here present to have good discussion, to be able to vote on the items of business. And Lord, we ask that may you be honored and glorified, that you would give them your wisdom, your insight, and your favor as they do the business of the people of Orville. We thank you for the people of Orville. We thank you for those who serve in this community and live in this community and love in this community and give of their time, their talent, and treasure to the community and the organizations and the churches that are found here. We thank you for your grace. We pray, Lord, that as you be glorified, that the people would be helped. I ask, Lord, that you give clarity of thought for any kind of decisions that may need to be made, things that need to be discussed, and, Lord, that the people of Orville would be better as a result of it. I thank you for the mayor, and I thank you for the city council. I thank you also for your servants that serve in other positions. We thank you for those who are constantly putting their life on the line, whether it be the fire department or the police department or emergency squads, whoever is helping, and we thank you for their service to the community as well. We now ask for your blessing upon tonight. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Korfman.
Yeah, here.
Thorson.
Yes.
Gentlemen, welcome back from our vacation. Next on the agenda is approval of our regular meeting minutes from July 17th. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we adopt the minutes of the July 17th meeting.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Thorson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
We do have one item for public comment this evening. Mr. Paul Loker from the Daily Record. Mr. Loker.
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you for allowing me a few minutes to speak with you this evening. After having covered more than 400 of these gatherings since starting my reporting assignment in Orville, I want to let you know that I'm going to be retiring from the journalism profession shortly, and I will have only one more meeting with you. As I stand before you tonight, I want to reminisce publicly about the changes I've witnessed in the Orville community during the 18 years that I've been writing about life here on a daily basis. In my years here, I've seen the city through 3 police chiefs, 2 mayors, 2 safety service directors, 2 utilities directors, 2 finance directors, 2 fire chiefs, 2 chamber presidents, a trio of library and school superintendents, and the faces around the council chamber here have changed almost 4 times than I can remember. I think only Mayor Handwerk and Rich, you know, are here from when I first started this assignment. When I first came here in 2000, it was to try and heal a long-standing rift between the citizens of Orrville and the Daily Record, going all the way back to the time when the Daily Record gave up the Courier Crescent. At that time, I knew absolutely nothing about Orrville, other than the fact that from time to time I would go through town and see City Hall, and it was about the only building I really recognized. Today I stand before you knowing everything about the city of Orrville. I mean everything. Allow me to briefly tell you what I know. I know that when I began this assignment, Orrville, Ohio was a very different city than what it is today. It was a town that in many respects was caught up in self-pity, resentfully licking its wounds over some lost industries and some lost opportunities, openly jealous of Worcester's growing industrial base, and beaten down by a general lack of confidence. Its downtown was dated and dying and depressing. Its schools were so antiquated that you didn't want potential businesses and industries coming to town to even see them. And its infrastructure was unenviable, to say the least. What a difference the past 18 years I've witnessed here and have reported on a daily basis have made. Through strong citizen initiatives, the building of beneficial partnerships, conservative leadership, ongoing reinvestment in infrastructure, the realization of the school's master plan, recreation of the downtown, and a more than admirable commitment to character building, the city has not only reinvented itself, but it's also positioned itself for a strong legacy winding into the future. Right now, the city of Orrville has its mojo back like at no time I can recall in my 44 years with the Daily Record. You have a thriving industrial base anchored by several enviable industries. You have a 3rd business and technology park coming just over the horizon. You have plans for a Redwood apartment complex. You have your first hotel. You have outstanding park and ball field facilities. An impressive recreational trail set to bring in many, many new people to discover Orrville. And a state-of-the-art showplace educational campus. Not only that, you have a minuscule crime rate that you should absolutely capitalize on to market the town for future residential growth. The city exudes a blatantly optimistic outlook for the future not shared by most other towns. And it has a signature approach to getting things accomplished, which most citizens understand simply as the Orrville way. And while the city continues to face and will always confront complex challenges, all these are accomplishments which you deserve both individually and collectively to be hugely proud of. I thank you for having allowed me to be a player in all of this, presenting Orrville's best face to the reading public each day. As I leave this position, it would be my fondest hope that you would extend to my successor in this job the same courtesies and friendship that you've shown me through the years. One thing I do want you to know is I'm not retiring from the job because I'm tired of it, or I'm burned out, or I'm jaded about the journalism profession, or I'm in ill health, or I don't like working for the Gatehouse and Mega Media outfit that earlier this year bought the Daily Record, or even because I'm a hopeless dinosaur in the tech field, as you all know. I'm calling it a career because I happen to have the world's greatest wife, who is here tonight backing me up, as she has always backed me up. Without her patience and understanding and willingness to live a lifestyle involving my crazy comings and goings every day, I could never have begun to do this very challenging job in the first place. Anne retired 14 years ago after teaching at Whitman High School for more than 30 years, with her students including John Ritchie and, Janet Sterling. I believe it's high time that I get to spend more time with her. I will miss, more than you can know, the friendships and relationships I have built with all of you. most of which have extended beyond the range of necessary professionalism and have become deeply personal. Please know it's difficult for a newsman to hand off a beat of this type in which he has such a deeply ingrained investment to a new reporter. I do not take the proposition lightly, nor do I walk away with any degree of jubilation. As I head into retirement October 1st, I want you to all be continuing to watch Orville grow and develop, feeling that I played a role in its success by telling the story of its businesses, its industries, schools, churches, organizations, and most importantly, its people to the world every day. Thank you all for your friendship and the helping hands you have generously extended to me over the years. I wish you and the city of Orville Godspeed as you move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Locher. I will move on to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiros.
Well, there's not much I can say after Mr. Locher. That was great. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate all you've done in the next several years I've been here. But as far as finance, we have not met in several weeks, and I have no report this evening, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Utility Committee has no report. And again, thank you, Mr. Locher. From our household, we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
Health and Safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Health and Safety Committee has not met. But I'd like to say a word of thanks as well to Mr. Locher, and especially to his wife. An enormously understanding woman. But I've sat in that seat as a journalist many years ago. It's not an easy one. And, it was just great to hear your words. We appreciate them very much. And your class act, thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
For being a part of this. So, thanks, Mr. President.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight, but also wanted to congratulate Mr. Locher and say good luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Transportation, Mr. Shue.
I'm over here.
I know. I saw you get one time.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report, and I would like to wish Paul well in his retirement.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Paul. We've worked together on several projects, and I sure appreciate your support in what we're doing.
Thank you.
And Mrs. Locher, good luck. And I would like to call a planning committee meeting on September 27th at 7 p.m. to discuss some downtown development opportunities and plans. September 27th, that's a Wednesday. You know, it's an odd day. It's what works for a lot of folks at 7 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we'll come in here.
Sure. Okay. Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Orson.
No report from Ordinance and Personnel, but I'd like to thank you too, Paul. You're a good friend and an inspiration, and I know that you've done the job that's often thankless. People are often looking more for mistakes than they are for the good. I will continue to refer to you as Wayne County's most thoroughly knowledgeable historian living today, and I will have you on speed dial to ask you questions about the history of our county and whatnot. I wish you the best in your
life. Thanks,
thank you.
That completes our reports there this evening. We have those special committee reports. We will move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to thank you, Paul, I know you and I haven't agreed on every single item over the years, which I think most people would probably say that too. But the thing I think I appreciated the most is even if we disagreed the next day or the next time we saw each other, we were always able to get along just fine and shake hands and everything else. So I certainly appreciate all your work over the years, and Ann, you kind of were like the coach's wife. You know what it's like when they're going all those weird hours and crazy meetings they have to go to. So appreciate you dealing with that all these years too. The only other thing I have, and this might be stealing a little bit of Mr. Wheeler's report, but I know over the last few years we've had Elm Street, Ella Street, Mineral Springs all much more smooth than they were before. And with school just getting started, I know our police chief wanted to remind people that there are school zones in those areas especially, and now that the roads are even better than they were before, make sure you adhere to the speed limits during those school hours. The signs are posted. The way cars are now, it's really easy to get over, you know, 20 or 25, especially the way they're making those rides so smooth. So be careful and make sure you watch the speed in those school zones. And I believe that's all I have at this time.
Thank you, Mayor. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Trash pickup is delayed one day this week due to the Labor Day holiday, so pickup will now be Friday this week. The service department just finished up their work on Fire Station 1. The approach was completely done by our folks. If you get a chance, check it out. They did a fantastic job. And it, again, showed their versatility and expertise in not only concrete pouring, but a variety of things there. So next projects, they'll be starting their crack seal program over the next few weeks. I'll also have some storm basins that they're going to install. And there's also some tree work, as well as we're going to paint the pool this year as well. So that'll occur here pretty soon. As for the projects, hopefully everyone's been able to witness a very productive August, obviously. The OPWC asphalt streets, paving is complete. There's still some punch list items and some striping on Water Street there to complete. The Pearl Street CDBG project is also complete. Again, some final punch list items. The concrete streets are also complete, and there's punch list items there as well, and obviously removal of the lights once everything's finalized there as far as the stuff to crack seal in that area that they just finished. So that's where that's out. And I want to echo everyone else and thank Mr. Loker for his years of service, as well as congratulate him and his wife on his retirement. That's my report for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President, and also give my congratulations, Paul, to your career. You've been a good friend of utilities. You've handled a lot of complex issues for us pretty well, pretty good.
You've made them fun and understandable.
Yeah, right. Our business can be a little complex sometimes. Just have a number of departmental updates. We do have a couple resolutions under new business that I'll speak to a little bit later on. Give you an update on our solar project. We'll be starting one of the two solar sites this week. The smaller site that's located near Venture Products will begin construction this week. The second site south of the wastewater treatment facility will start the following week. With both of those projects wrapping up mid-December to late January of next year. I wanted to remind everybody that the electric utility will be holding its 100-year anniversary September 16th from 10 to 2 p.m. We will have guided tours of the power plant and distribution department, have a number of giveaways, a bunch of displays and refreshments. So please come join us September 16th from 10 to 2. And just a little heads up, Mr. Loker will be running a series of articles beginning next week, this coming Sunday, I believe, starting.
It'll be before the tour, actually,
yeah.
Before the open house.
And I've worked with Paul on a number of these articles, and I think you're going to find those very informative. So I'm looking forward to those. Also, last week at the utility board meeting, the board looked at a proposed policy dealing with our landlords. This is a revised policy that will help us improve our collection efforts. We will be holding a public hearing on October 19th, and there will be some more details of that later on. I want to give you some advance notice on now that we have turned our calendars to the fall mode. I did hear that tomorrow morning we could be approaching 45 degrees, that the natural gas aggregation program is right around the corner. There will be some information coming out later on this month. The bad news about that is the pricing is going to increase a little bit from last year. We're currently sitting at $2.97 an MCF. That'll be going to $3.54 an MCF, which is a little departure from our last couple of enrollment seasons. The increase is due to some lower storage volumes of the natural gas industry. Despite our mild temperatures we had here, it was warmer in other parts of the country, so a lot of the gas went into gas generation that's been upticking as due to a lot of the coal plant shutdowns, and the exports have been increasing. No surprise there, but there will be some mailings going out later on this month. The enrollment period will be September and October, starting in November 1st. And when I, even though the prices were up, I did check the Ohio Public Utilities website before the meeting, and it's still the lowest price that's being offered. So we're seeing I think the entire region's going to see an uptick in natural gas prices this year. One item under our Water Department board also last week reviewed a rate study that was presented for our water and our wastewater utilities. We will be holding a workshop with City Council on September 11th, and that will be following the utility board. An update from the sewer department, the work that we needed to do to replace about 600 feet of sewer line back behind the J.M. Smucker Company has been completed. If you recall, we had to rush that project through on an emergency basis. We had no surprises in that work, fortunately. Bogner Construction out of Worcester did the contract work for us, and I want to give some kudos to Bob Alden, our superintendent, who did an excellent job planning and coordinating that work. In case you haven't been following what's going on in Washington, we're still following the budget issues and some current concerns that we have from a tax-exempt financing perspective. This has been a continuing issue of ours, and I think I sent out some information and some updates while you were on break calling for some renewed interest. We did reach out to Senators Brown and Portman and Congressman Renacci's office, reminding them that things hadn't changed as far as the city and utilities goes, as far as our interest in keeping tax-exempt financing part of the business that needs to stay in place. From the state perspective, when I was at the AMPS board meeting a couple weeks or so ago, the state of Ohio seems to be about as much dysfunction as Washington is. The one thing we did learn down there, the legislators said they really needed to have the break off there, too, because they've been working real hard. One thing we did learn is we are going to have to follow those guys a little closer this year. There's been a number of issues that I know the mayor has commented on since the beginning of the year that have kind of slipped through the cracks, and I'm not too sure where the distractions are, whether it's with upcoming elections or whatever, but we are going to need to link up with our elected folks down there in Columbus a little more. AMP through the Ohio Municipal Electric Association still does a great job for us, but they are just one piece of that puzzle there, so we may be coming back to this body in the future on some other issues from a state perspective that we are going to need some help with a little later on. And other than that, that would conclude my comments other than the two resolutions later on. Thank you.
Thank you. To our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. City Council should have received notification during your break that the audit for the City of Oroville was released by the State of Ohio Auditor's Office. The CAFR will now be available online on the city's website. If you don't have internet access, if you contact the finance department, we can make sure a copy is sent to you. Also, for the 2018 budget, after council approved the budget, it was filed with the county auditor. As a result of that filing, the county has sent legislation to collect our property tax for us. That will be presented to City Council at the next meeting, and I will be asking at that time that it be passed so that it can be returned to the county by the end of September. Our ERP system, we're continuing with our testing. We're still optimistic it will be complete by year end. All things are still going well, so we're still hopeful. Also, prior to tonight's meeting, I did distribute the quarterly investment report for the second quarter of 2017. It does not require a motion from council, but the minutes do need to reflect that it was distributed. And lastly, I too would like to thank Mr. Locher. It's been my pleasure working with you these past 9 years now. And I'd also like to thank Mrs. Locher for the role she played in my education. I don't think I caused any problems in your class. If I did, I'm sorry. And that's all I have this evening.
Thank you. Move to our loan director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have any report this evening. I haven't given you much to report on, Mr. Locher, but I do wish you the best and hope that you enjoy your retirement, the two of you.
You will. Thank you.
My report this evening, again, I too would like to congratulate you, Paul. You were already established when I became part of Oroville City Council, and I've learned to respect you. And I enjoy looking for the article. It never seems to come the next day. You must not have enough pull at the Daily Record to make it be number one.
That's
true. And Mrs. Locher, you did a good job with her. Did you teach math by any chance?
Oh, she would be in real trouble if I had. English.
Okay. Well, good luck to both of you. We have no old business for this evening, but we will move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 3917. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Bams?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 3917, a resolution authorizing the Director of Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts without bidding to clean and paint the tall stack at the power plant and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Prediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did send out a memo to Council last week that I think was pretty self-explanatory. We're wanting to, well, now that we have resolved our longstanding unknowns with the federal EPA as far as where the plan is going forward, we've been kind of postponing doing a lot of exterior kind of cosmetic work on the facility, not really knowing where we were going. Knowing that we're going to be sticking around for a little while, we're wanting to do a little cleaning up of our house. We're going to start with the main stack and start working our way down over the coming year or so. We have a couple of stack companies that have provided proposals to us. We're looking about in the neighborhood of $150,000 to clean and paint the stack. And we're planning on doing that before the weather turns this fall. We'll not have it done before the open house. Here in a couple weeks. However, all these painting or stack painting companies will have all the necessary insurances to deal with the surrounding areas. All the painting will all be done by hand on there, so we're not putting any property in, especially all those new vehicles sitting 50 feet away from it on the other side of the creek at risk. At least that's our plan anyhow.
And I'll be happy to answer any other questions related to this. Yes, sir.
I just assumed the mayor was going to do that.
I passed up now.
I think you're kind of limited to what, you know, 20 feet or 30 feet or something like
after,
that.
After this room, I said that's probably
not. The top of the stack's up there at 200 feet, so.
Actually, my wife would pass on that one.
Okay.
When was the last time it was painted?
92, 93 time frame. So it's been a little while. It'll be in the FAA colors. It'll be white, and it'll kind of be like an orangish red stripe band, something similar to the color spacing that's there now. That's all dictated by the Federal Aviation Agency.
We allowed to put
Block O on that. You can come see me when we come to paint the water towers. We're open to suggestions on those. And it's cheaper to paint the stack than it is the water towers, which are coming up here in a year or so.
That's what I was going to ask you about, the water towers.
Yep. Yeah, they're on the list.
Are you in a 1 year, 2 year out on that, or...?
We actually have them in our budget. I think one maybe next year, and they're within the next 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, they're getting pretty bad.
On
the western sides of them.
That's the one that'll be painted first. So yeah. Both of those are next, and those are in the neighborhood of around
285 and 250.
$280,000 a piece.
Not much more.
Because there you have to paint them upside down. I'm coming in, going around the bend a little bit more. A little bit more than that. We're going to look at some other options on painting those this year.
Okay.
Thank Anyone you. Else have any questions?
I move rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vamp?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3917 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vamp?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution number 4017. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vamp?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Resolution number 4017, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities to prepare and submit an application and or applications to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement Program for grant funds and to enter into an agreement and or agreements as required to obtain said funds for the water main replacement beginning from High Street to Crown Hill Road and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Pretty.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was covered in the memo last week. This is more or less a housekeeping item in order to apply for the State Ohio Public Works Commission grant funding. We have to have a resolution that's passed by the Utility Board and City Council. And as was described in the narrative, this is for a $500,000 grant that we're seeking and also a $500,000 zero interest loan from the state to help fund the water main replacement that's estimated to be about $1.6 million. The work is scheduled for next year. We'll be coordinating this work with Mr. Wheeler's office as they are going to be paving State Route 57. That water line will extend through that intersection. And we will be done with that in 2018. It's my understanding that street will be repaved then in 2019. So we've been working on coordinating this project over the past couple of years, trying to align our ask for these funds amongst all the other projects that are being asked for a limited amount of funding coming from the state, and the timing from a calendar perspective seems to be working out pretty good for us. Of course, we'll kind of see how that goes. The application will be submitted within the next 2 weeks. We have everything to go, other than we have to attach a copy of this resolution to that. And I'll be happy to answer any other questions pertaining to this.
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, it is the whole length of High Street from Main to Crown Hill.
Main to Crown Hill, that's
this
correct.
Is from
yes.
High, right?
Yes.
Now, just to clarify.
Yeah. Yes, mostly West High, stopping at Crown Hill.
Anyone else have any comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know we just had reviewed our budget. This shows $1.6 million estimated cost. So those funds are available through the reserve fund?
This is out of our capital projects.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, this has been budgeted for.
Good. Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corcoran.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bam?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 4017 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bam?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank the mayor for painting the room, choosing the color.
Yeah, if people wonder how you picked the color, we did not want to spend any more money than we had to. So we knew we had to replace the carpet, but we did not tear all the wallpaper off the back, which was already that color. Same with this front wall. So we had to pick something that went with those colors, plus the chairs, all the chairs that are already there. We didn't want to replace, 30 chairs that are just fine back here. So that's kind of how those colors got picked. But,
well, thank you. It looks nice. And
we have one more finishing touch. Next time you come in, there'll be something on that wall.
Is it a big picture of
the picture
Baker?
Of Paul. Picture of Paul.
Mr. Looker, I saw your hand go up.
Yes, I had a footnote to my earlier remarks here. I haven't told the Daily Record yet. I'm retiring. It's a lot closer to you people than I am with other people. You guys are family. I told you first. I appreciate it if nobody throws us out of social media. I'll tell them tomorrow at our weekly staff meeting. So keep it off the social. Thank you.
Andrew, does that mean that this video is going to be on this evening yet?
No.
Anyone else have anything? Yes, sir. Thank you. Second, Mr. Asparis.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bam?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shoup?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending. Our meeting is now adjourned.
Hey, Andrew, you missed your chance. You should have said, well, I couldn't put it on tonight.
Small interagency cooperation.
Yeah.
Long time putting up with you guys.
Hi.